This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Yay, we're back again. This is the Sue Freeze Show. And you know what? We're going to change it up a little bit. And people say, what is your show about, Sue? And I say what I used to say. But now I'm going to say something different. I'm going to say that this show exists to empower you. Are you in need of passion? I know. I love passion. Are you in need of purpose and or connection? This show is about getting to know you. What are you passionate about? What is your purpose on this earth? Have you ever asked that question? What were you created for? When do you feel connected to another person? Can you tell me when you feel connected to another person? Who are you? Has anybody ever asked you that? Who are you? It is not what we do for a living that determines who we are. Our actions say loud and clear who we are. When you are vulnerable, authentic, transparent, and teachable, going through challenging experiences, we can all grow and learn from one another. This journey is a process where you will be able to receive and discover who you are. I always say people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's live our life on purpose for a purpose. And with that, I'm going to say that we have a phone number. And if you'd like to call in, the phone number is 888-995-5552. Get that pen and paper, and I'll say it in a few minutes again. And today we have a special guest, and the guest is a doctor, Dr. Lee Erin Keneally. She's world-renowned, and she's with integrative medicine. She's an integrative medicine expert, author, product developer, radio show host, and medical director for Center for New Medicine in Irvine, California. Are you there?
Yes, I am, too. How are you?
Oh, man, it's been a while, hasn't it?
I know, it has, and yes. I've missed you and missed your show.
Well, darn it, we can podcast it now, so if you miss shows, you can still get on it, and I'd love for you to do that.
I'm going to
tell the guests a little bit more about you. Is that all right with you?
Sure.
Okay. Dr. Keneally treats the whole person and is open to all potential treatment possibilities. She has over 20 years of experience in finding the root cause of any illness. That's interesting, and we're going to get more into that root cause in a little while. And has taken numerous advanced courses, including homeopathic, nutritional, and lifestyle approaches while studying disease, chronic illness, and cancer treatments. Dr. Keneally has been asked to lecture on numerous subjects and to educate other medical professionals on her findings throughout the years. She has a true passion, there's that word passion, to change her patients' lives and give them their life back. We share that passion, don't we, doctor?
Yes, we do. And
yes.
It is absolutely important because doctors have to be partners with their patients as opposed to just dictating what they're, you know, what they need to do. You've got to be partners and educate them and teach them along the health process.
You're right, and you do that very well from what I hear from some of your patients. Dr. Keneally feels that we must treat the patient with the disease and not the disease of the patient, and I love that. She's discovered that many factors contribute to the disease process. Therefore, many modalities must be used to reverse it. She makes this happen every day in her multidiscipline state-of-the-art clinic, which I've been to, and it's amazing, which also houses Oasis of Hope. We all need hope, don't we?
Yes. No matter what. Not if it's not only health reasons for all of aspects of life.
Yeah, and I always say there's hope as long as there's breath. Isn't that true?
Yes.
As long as there's breath, there's hope. And I've been to your Oasis of Hope, and I saw the people in there and everything. And, you know, you can sense that feeling of hope throughout that clinic. It's an amazing clinic.
Yes, it is.
So let's get right into it. We were going to talk today about hormones. Now, guys, don't turn the channel. Stay on tune because, you know, we are dealing with women, aren't we, men? And we need to learn about these things so we can help our women out and understand them maybe a little better. So,
well, also, men need to understand their hormones. So women can help them out and
yes,
vice versa.
Well, that's true, isn't it?
Yes.
So what are hormones and what are their roles?
Well, that's a good question. Hormones that we all have, every single one of us, and males and females have the same hormones, just in different numbers. So if you think that guys don't have estrogen, stay tuned because guys do have estrogen. But women have elevated levels or higher levels of estrogen than guys do. But hormones are chemical messengers that float in the body and run in your bloodstream and turn cells, organs, and glands on or off.
You know, I didn't know that men had hormones. Aren't I silly? But I didn't know that. And because you never hear about the man and their hormonal imbalance. You never hear about that. You only hear about women in that.
Right. Well, men have as many hormone imbalances or balances, depending on the situation, as women do. It's just like you said, it's not talked about, it's not spoken about, but it is just as important. Their hormones, and now it's becoming even increasingly important, Sue, because so many 20, 25, 30-year-old men are having serious hormonal problems, not only with their testosterone, but with their thyroid, with lots of things that we didn't have 50 years ago or even 25 years ago. So because of so many environmental changes, we have a dramatic increase in male hormone imbalances. We've always known about the female hormone imbalances. Those have increased, too, over the years. And, you know, women talk, you know, from the time that women can have PMS to pregnancy change in hormones and menopause. You know, that's something you hear about. But now those problems are becoming more, increasingly more common. And also, we have a lot more hormonal changes that are causing cancers because the more environmental influences of hormones, then we're seeing more cancers. So we have a big problem. So guys can have just as many significant hormonal problems as women. They just don't know. And then if you go to the average doctor, may not be hormonally educated and may not recognize, you know, if you think someone's tired and depressed, you may not think that that's a hormone problem. You think, oh, gosh, I'm just going to give them Prozac or Effexor or Cymbalta or whatever the latest, greatest drug is.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you just need to, all hormones, I would say every hormone affects mood. Every hormone in a positive or negative way. If your hormones are imbalanced, you're going to have a negative impact on your mood.
That was my next question, is what happens when they become imbalanced or what are the symptoms? So how would somebody know if they had this?
Well, every physiological function in the body, from thinking to breathing to blood circulation to sleep to bones to healing to immune system, to digestive processes, to sexual processes, to movement process, every single psychological, every single symptom is in control by your hormones. Hormones are, I call, the natural drugs in your body, and we need to have them. In fact, if you did not have your thyroid hormones, let's say you had your thyroid taken out or you didn't have production of your thyroid, you would be dead. Your adrenal glands, which are little glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they make over 100 hormones. Those are, we call, our stress gland. Well, if we had to remove them, you wouldn't wake up. So all hormones control every bodily process, bodily process. They control the growth of different organs in the body. For example, the thyroid, which sits in your neck, is the battery to every cell in your body. And that thyroid, there's thyroid receptors on every cell to turn your cell on and create the metabolic processes. And so, there's unlimited aspects of glands, and they can't, we really do not give them the credit that they deserve, and we take them for granted. And then doctors, they're just not trained to really understand, unless it's something extreme. I mean, you can go into the office of a doctor, and it might be so extreme, but not everybody's extreme. There are mild cases of hormonal imbalances. There's moderate, and then there's severe. And so we have to look at it with a fine eye and ear and figure out what the problem is.
So symptoms, okay, when I go into the doctors, I don't really have any symptoms, but I'm supposed to go and get a checkup, and you get your natural blood taken and, you know, those normal things that you get. Can you take a blood sample to find out if your hormones are in balance, or first of all, the symptoms, and then what do they need to do to check your hormonal situation to see if it's right or wrong?
Right. Well, if a person is feeling great and wonderful, and let's just say they're 50 years old and they go to the doctor and they just go for their annual checkup and they don't have any symptoms. Well, my philosophy, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Okay, I like that.
And so I don't, and then now if people want their blood tested, there are some routine annual things that I check on patients. And if their hormones, if patients, you know, for academic purposes, we may check their hormones just because we want to know what is good for you. If we know what your baseline levels are and which you feel good on, then, okay, that's a good way to, a barometer 5 years from now, oh, okay, this is what Sue felt best on, then that's what I'm going to reach for 5 years, 10 years from now when she may have problems. And so, but if a patient comes in, let's take a girl and a guy, okay? So
okay.
Let's take a 50-year-old female.
All right.
And she's, I haven't had a period in 2 years, 2 months, mm-hmm. And I'm starting to have a little hot flashes. My sleep is disturbed. You know, my mood is just, it's just not right. I just don't feel good. You know, I'm really irritable. I'm really impatient with everyone. I'm having a little vaginal dryness. My sex drive is just terrible. I get bloated all the time. I'm bloated, and I just feel like I have this fat around the middle. And so those are typical symptoms of someone who has perimenopause, premenopause, or menopause. And I say all those ones. Premenopause means the time before menopause. Peri means it's around menopause, meaning you're probably, maybe experiencing the early onset of the menopausal symptoms. Menopause, in the literal definition, means no period for 1 year. So, but those are the symptoms. So I will draw blood on a patient, and I will draw their estrogen. I will draw their progesterone. I will draw testosterone and DHEA and thyroid. I will do a complete thyroid workup because the hormonal system is like a concert. And so all the hormones, they talk to one another. They just don't work by themselves in the body, but the thyroid talks to the adrenal, adrenal talks to the thyroid, talks to the ovary, they talk to the pancreas, they talk to all the organs, glands and all the organs. Uh-huh. And so you have this symphony of hormonal production taking place 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And lots of things can interfere. If you don't eat right, it's going to affect your hormones. If you're exposed to a lot of toxins, you're going to have effects possibly. If you have if you're exposed to a lot of electromagnetic fields and your body is sensitive to that, it will affect that. Just normal aging. I would say your hormones are pretty okay till about 40. Some women and men start as early as 30, and I mean, I have in my practice just because I believe that hormones play such a part in life and feeling good and vitality that I will check when people are 20 years old because I have 20-year-old patients who have low to no testosterone. Hmm. And I'm seeing that. Now, 20 years ago, I did not see that, but I would say in the last 5 years, I've seen an incredible surge of patients, males, who don't have good testosterone levels. So what happens when a guy doesn't have good testosterone? Well, he's very fatigued, tired, and sluggish. He says, I just don't have any humph. I don't really have any, you know, get up and go. I'm grumpy. I don't have sex drive. I don't think clearly. My energy is not as good. I have anxiety. My muscle mass is changing. I don't have the muscles. When I go to the gym, it's like really difficult to develop any muscles. Urination may change. My brain just doesn't. I just don't have that thought processes that I normally have. My immune system is not as good. My sugar's elevated. So testosterone, it basically rules a man's existence.
Mm-hmm.
And so if a man doesn't have good testosterone, he will have most of those complaints. The biggest symptom, I would say, because guys don't, they just, you know, women have a normal, they go through cycles, and once they start menstrual cycles, they're in touch and tune with their body because they have to be. Their every day is something new for a woman from the time she has her period, and then, you know, she ovulates, and then there's premenstrual time, and then there's period again. So a lot of things occur with a woman that they start, you know, at 14, 15, 60, whatever time they start their menstrual cycles. But a man doesn't have anything like that. They're pretty much steady until, you know, something, well, when men go through andropause, which is like the menopause in men, they will have symptoms. But if a guy is 25 years old, they won't know why they have these symptoms. It just happened a couple months ago. I saw a 25-year-old, very tall, good-looking guy, and he just says, you know, I'm depressed. I don't have any energy. I can't focus. I can't concentrate. And when I discovered everything else was good in his blood except his testosterone. His testosterone is of a 90-year-old.
Wow.
And so now that we've gotten his testosterone levels up, he's like a different person. He's not even the same person.
So you just, there is, how do you get it up?
Well, on this particular, when you have a 25-year-old, you do not want to turn off any of their production of testosterone. So you give the hormone of pregnancy, which is human chorionic gonadotropin, and that stimulates the pituitary to send messages to the testicles to make more testosterone. So you give them, they have to give themselves an injection every other day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Oh, okay.
And that will naturally increase the testosterone because you want them to naturally produce it. And HCG is a natural hormone that's just like they're using for the HCG diet. And so it's not a drug that is foreign and is dangerous. So that's the only way. Now, I have given patients nutrients, and this has worked in several of my patients, lots of nutrients and herbs that will try to increase the testosterone. And sometimes that works on guys and sometimes it doesn't. It just really, really depends upon the person. You hope that works, but it doesn't always work all the time.
And how long does it take for those herbs to take effect?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would say about 6 to 8 weeks. But even if I do the injections, that takes about 6 to 8 weeks. So it's either way you go, it's going to take, it takes time. I find that nutrients, if you do not have the vitamins and minerals, those are the new things that help your organs and glands grow. So if we're nutrient deficient, then the kidney's not going to work, the liver's not going to work, the heart's not going to work, the ovaries, testicles, every organ and gland is not going to work without the proper biochemistry of the body. And so we want it to work. Everybody thinks that it doesn't work, that it's supposed to work like if you eat junk food and eat whatever you want. But the body is very, very, very specific on what it needs to work. And so we think we can get away with breaking the, you know, laws of Mother Nature, but you can't. You know, most people's body is in a degenerative process because they are not feeding it the food that it needs to be fed to grow and prosper. And so, and I would say that's a big problem, because the more dead food you eat, the more dead your body's going to be. And we can see that in all the disease that we're having today. I mean, the major dilemma we're facing is that our diet, and most people, unless they make a choice and a commitment to dedicate themselves to eat food that's not contaminated and not genetically engineered and is live and has properties that can keep the body alive. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really serious. I mean, if you just look at the incidence and prevalence of disease, all diseases are increasing. And
yes.
one of the biggest ones is cancer.
I hear that a lot. And yeah, it's sad, but we're all trying to fight this good fight. And, you know, people in this show that are listening to the show, they're probably wondering, you know, what does this have to do with passion, purpose, and connection? And I can say that to live a life of purpose, you must take charge of your health. Because without that, you really don't have the energy or the fortitude to do what you need to do, what God created you to do, and to fulfill that purpose that you've been put on this earth for. So it's really important, because your body and your mind are connected. Healthy body, healthy mind, healthy body. And what you're saying is hormones affect every function in the human body, including
right.
our mood and our outlook. And without our mood being in check, we're not going to be able to be what we all we want to be.
No, you're absolutely right. And it is each one of us and your body chemistry that cures any illness. And that is many different aspects. It's the environmental aspect, the physical aspect, the mental, and the spiritual. Each facet plays a part in the cure of a person. You can't just expect that you take this drug and it's going to miraculously cure you, because drugs do not cure anybody. They only interfere with something that's naturally supposed to be taking place in your body. And so only you can cure yourself. You have to invest in yourself and protect the miraculous body that you were born with, because everybody was pretty much born in perfect health. I don't want to say perfect health, but, you know, pretty good health. And it's whether you're directing it to survive all life's, you know, strains and stresses of our lifestyle. And so we have to make a decision every single day. I always use the analogy of the stop sign, and I, especially with teenagers, if you don't stop at the stop sign, what happens?
You get a ticket, or you get an accident.
Yeah, you get a ticket, you get an accident, you kill yourself, or you kill somebody else, but only about 10% of the time you're going to get away with it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's kind of my rule, is 10% of the time you can do kind of what you want to do. But 90% of the time, you got to follow the laws of the human body. There is laws of the body that's just the way it is. And if you break the laws, you are going to have an issue.
Yes, we are. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and Dr. Keneally on 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Free Show.
We're back again with Dr. Keneally, and We are talking about our health, and I want to read Proverbs 3. My son or daughter, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. So with that, we're going to get back to Dr. Keneally. And she sees a lot of things every day when she's working, and she deals with a lot of different things. And I think what she said is it's not all about the illness, because she's dealing with the root of the illness. And, all of us have our lives and what we've been through. And some of those things we can let bitterness or unforgiveness kind of take root inside of our souls. And that sometimes can cause sickness and illness. And so we need to always deal with those things too. And sometimes we'll find that if we really focus on ourselves and what the real deep, deep issues are, sometimes if we can have help and we can pull that root. Roots are dug deep. And if we can get down and get those roots out of there, we'll find that there's healing that takes place with that. Do you see that in your day-to-day work?
Absolutely, yes. And there is an emotional connection to every illness that we have, whether it's a cold to cancer. And so we must address ourselves. And a lot of people either don't know how to do that or they don't want to do that. But we must look in the mirror and address ourselves and deal with the emotional issues at hand. And there is a book, there's a great book, that a Christian guy wrote that talks all about this. He goes in chapter after chapter. I'm trying to think of the name of the book. But in his own image, that's what it is, in his own image. And he goes into detail how they impact and cause disease. And so anytime that I get a patient, whatever it is, I always go over with them, especially my cancer patients, because there's a very famous guy who has connected the emotional process with the kind of cancer that a patient has. So I always spend time and talk to them about what's going on in their life and what kind of emotional challenges they may be confronting. And usually, every cancer patient will tell you why they have the cancer, because they either took care of their mother who had Alzheimer's and never took care of themselves, or they have stress in their home because of a child or a husband or an abuse situation. But there's always, you can always reveal the emotional issue with the patient or with anybody. And so we all need to do emotional cleansing on a regular basis with someone that we trust and we feel that they can help us, because there is such an emotional, and it's not just, a lot of people don't realize, Suze, that it's not just who we are right now. We usually inherit about 4 generations of emotional baggage that we not necessarily that we wanted and realized, but that's usually how far it goes back. And there is this, here in the United States, it's called recall healing. And there's people that are specially trained that can go through your life and uncover the emotional disturbances in your life and go backwards into your grandparents and grandparents, all that, and reveal the emotional challenge or disturbance and get rid of it. And so it's very important, because everyone has something. It's not like we come into this world without some kind of emotional baggage. And it doesn't mean it's good or bad. It is what it is. And the sooner we deal with it and confront it and move on and replace any kind of discord and disharmony in our life and replace it with peace, love, and joy, then our life will be so much happier. And we've all, everyone's gone through something and had something. And so, you know, no one goes through this life without something terrible happening to them.
Right.
And so you can turn that into a blessing.
I have found with counseling that I've done that people, you know, it says, you know, judge and you too shall be judged. In the measure in which you judge, you too shall be judged. And also with forgiveness and you know, how much you forgive, you too shall be forgiven.
Right.
And what I've realized is that it's much easier for people to forgive others than it is for this person to forgive themselves for maybe a decision, a bad choice they've made in their lives. And we need to take the time to forgive ourselves. And that will help healing too. Because we, I know that I've sensed this with other people too, as far as a feeling of unworthiness. You know, I'm not worthy to receive what God has for me. I'm not worthy because of this or that or whatever. And when we can help those people, or we get the help we need to realize we are worthy because Jesus died on the cross for us.
Yeah, that's a very good point, is forgetting that people need to not only forgive others, but forgive themselves.
That's right. So when we look in the mirror, we need to look at that the purity of what God created, and we're washed clean and white as snow so that we can receive all that God has for us. And in that, we you know, he wants us to be healed of all things, emotional, spiritual, physical. He wants healing for us. So...
Yeah, he does. And we have to want it for ourselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, I find that when I'm around people that have obstacles in their lives, there's those that are, woe is me, and, oh, I'm a victim, and, oh, you know, if anything bad's going to happen to me, I mean, if anything's going to bad, it's going to happen to me. I've heard somebody say that to me. If anything's going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong to me. And then there's the person that says, I'm going to break through this. You know, I love doing this. And you know, I'm going to just face this head on, and I'm going to beat it. And it's difference in attitudes. And the attitudes are amazing to me to see the difference. Two people in the same room, I'm sure you find that with your patients.
Oh, gosh, yes. And I always ask them, are you willing to be a conqueror of your illness or your situation, or of the situation? Not, I don't, usually don't give it possessive character, but I ask them that, especially cancer patients. Okay, are you going to conquer and overcome this illness that you're experiencing? And if usually 99 times out of 100, I get a yes answer. Once in a while, patients are exhausted because they've already done many, many different things, and they're tired and worn out with the process. And I can understand that. I can understand if a person's undergone rigorous chemo and surgery and radiation and hospitals and poking and all that, you know, it gets exhausting, especially if they're older patients. If they're like 83, 86 years old, their fight is gone. And or if they've been battling it for 10 years, 15 years, and they're just, the system sometimes, because doctors don't necessarily direct and guide their patients to healing the body. And so when you give the patient lots of chemo drugs without all the support, you can't give chemo, which is basically like an atomic bomb, without giving them all the foundational support so they can heal and take care of their body. If you just give the chemo, you're just going to destroy. And so a lot of doctors are just not aware of what to do and how to do that and teach their patients. And a lot of doctors, I would say the majority of doctors, say that that diet doesn't matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I would say most of the doctors say that. Well, that is 110% untrue. Diet plays a role in every single medical process.
I have to agree, because, you know, I'm a health nut and I try to eat right all the time. And yeah, sometimes we fall back and have to have that piece of See's candies or something.
Right.
But on the whole, you know, if you eat right on a regular basis and I always say, you know, walk around the outside aisles of the grocery store. Don't deal with the middle, because the middle is where the junk is.
Correct.
Stay with produce and meat and all the, you know, proteins and vegetables that you need, and you will live a longer, healthier, and better quality of life. It's not just about living long, because I don't want to live long if I'm going to be a burden. I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way. But if we can live a long life and be healthy and vibrant and do all the things that we want to do, then, boy, I'm in it for the long haul. So the goal has to be, is garbage in, garbage out? No. The goal should be to eat the best food, to drink the best water, and getting on the water and all those things. Dr. Keneally, I want to know, if people are healthy right now, or at least they think they're healthy, are there, what could you advise them if you had 10 things or 7 things or even 5 things that you would suggest we can do right now to take charge of our lives and be healthier than we are by listening to you? What would those be?
Well, first of all, state of mind. Have a positive mental attitude, because that can overcome anything.
I agree.
So positive mental attitude. Have a purpose and passion, like the things that you've been saying, Sue.
Uh-huh.
But positive mental attitude 24/7, no matter what. I'm getting better and better every day in every way, all the time.
And you say this out loud so your mind can hear your voice.
Exactly.
Every day.
Yeah, so that's number one. Number two, you must have beautiful sleep. Not just sleeping. People don't know a lot of times how they sleep.
Right.
And sleep disorders are very, very common and extreme. And because we don't watch ourselves sleep, and maybe somebody else doesn't watch ourselves sleep, sometimes we don't know how bad our sleep is. But sleep is the time of healing, regeneration, detoxification of the body. So we must sleep. And 100 years ago, people slept 10, 12 hours a day, a night, rather, because they were very, very active. They made everything themselves. They cooked everything. There was nothing automatic. And so people were physically drained, and so they slept a lot longer. Plus, there wasn't computers and TV 24/7.
Yeah.
So people, they congregated and connected and played games and talked to one another, and then they went to sleep.
So it's not about sleeping 8 hours a day, because it has to be, I liked your word, beautiful sleep.
Yes, it has to be beautiful sleep.
Okay.
Sleep is the elixir of life. So, and then as we age, sometimes our brain doesn't make the neurochemicals. You may need extra melatonin, you may need extra serotonin, different things like that to help us sleep. Not medication, but there are natural things that people can take to go to sleep. But you must sleep.
Okay.
Then you must drink good, purified, clean water. You cannot drink tap water. In tap water is all the chemicals in the environment, medications, birth control pills, Prozac, antidepressant, chemotherapy.
Okay, you're scaring me now.
In the water. Okay.
Okay. So how do we get good water?
So you must drink water. Well, the least expensive way probably is to buy a Brita machine. And buy a Brita, and that purifies, because those aren't expensive, and people can get by with that kind of cleansing. Now, there are better systems. There's systems for the whole house. There's systems for just your kitchen sink, so what you cook with. But you have to remember, every time you take a shower or a bath, the largest organ in your body is our skin, so you're absorbing through your shower or bath all of those chemicals. So you really need a good shower filter on your shower, and if you take a bath, you need something that also detoxifies the water. So the system I like for like the kitchen sink, if you just want to do the kitchen sink, it's called the Jupiter Melody system. That's what I have in my office for our staff. And then you can do the whole house. There are whole house systems too, which probably is best. It's maybe a little bit more expensive, but you have to think water is the source of life. If you're without water, which we're unfortunately most of us live dehydrated lives, people do not drink enough water, which the rule of thumb is half your body weight in ounces. So if you weigh 100 pounds, it's 50 ounces, and 200 pounds, you need 100 ounces. And people go, oh my God, then I'm going to be peeing all the time. And I go, oh, that means your body's working. So it's a good thing. So anyway, water is what keeps you alive. Water is affects every metabolic process. You know, I tell people you won't starve to death, but you will starve of dehydration. Because after 3 days, you know, you hear all these people in the news, they went on a hike and they died because of dehydration, because you can only last at the most three days at the most.
Wow.
So,
okay, that's really good. I'm writing all this down. So
yeah,
is there a fourth?
So you must, now, what are you putting in your mouth? You must put food that has energy. If you want energy and you want your cells and organs and glands to work, you must have food that has nutritional value. Food is a substance that nourishes and strengthens and heals the body. So we have to have food that has vital live substances. So the rawer your food, the better. And if you don't like eating vegetables, juice your vegetables. Get a juicer and juice them. If you, you have to, you just have to learn how to eat vegetables, I tell people. You have to learn to love them. That's where all the nutrients, that's where all the drugs are in the vegetables and fruits. If you avoid things that have an ingredient label, if it has an ingredient label and it's very long and you can't understand it, then that's probably something you shouldn't be eating. And if it doesn't, if it sits on your counter and doesn't start going away after 3 days, then that's another thing. Eat things as raw as possible. Even milk you can drink. It's all I buy is raw milk, because pasteurized homogenous milk is all processed. And so it deactivates and denatures, just like a microwave. Microwave takes away all the nutrients. So you've got to eat things that have high nutritional value, and that is the rawer, the better. You can steam your vegetables for a few minutes. If things that you don't, you're still going to be okay. Or if you can do soups with lentils with vegetables in them, you're still going to have nutrient value. But it's the only way that you're going to feel well, and it's the only way your body's going to heal itself and keep itself going. This is just the laws of Mother Nature. There's no two ways about it, and there's no way of getting around it. And there's so now we have available so many things. I mean, I sell in my office this stuff called Juvo Raw. It's 32 raw foods all ground in a powder. And you just put it in a drink, a protein drink or something, and you've just eaten 32 vegetables. I mean, and it tastes good.
Wow, that sounds great.
And then I juice. I personally juice all the time. And so I take...
And you look great, by the way.
Well, thank you, Sue.
Man.
But I juice because I may not have time at lunchtime to eat a big salad, because I'm doing a lot of other things when I'm at lunchtime. So I'll drink 8 ounces of juice. And so I'm getting all of my vegetables. So the next thing is exercise. We have to exercise because our body is designed to be mobile. It's not designed to sit and do nothing and be sedentary. We must move. We must move for a lot of different reasons. One reason is we got to get oxygen into our body. Yes, when you're sitting down, you're breathing oxygen, but when you exercise, you get lots more oxygen to your tissues. And if you don't have oxygen, what happens? You get anaerobic environment, and that is a breeding ground for cancer. So you need to do exercise, cardiovascular exercise, yoga, weightlifting, whatever. I recommend a combination of things. There's DVDs for everything. You don't have to go to a gym. You can go outside your door, front door, and go walk. You don't have to have any machines or equipment or anything. It costs nothing to exercise. And people say, well, I don't like to exercise. You have to learn to love exercise. There is no two ways about it. You've got to learn it. You've got to find something that you know you can do every day and do it.
You know, people laugh at me, but they see me doing funny things. Like I room with somebody when I do a dance competition or something, I'll be in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll watch me blow dry my hair and I'm upside down almost because I'm stretching, you know, bending
right
over and blow dry my hair upside down.
Right.
Or I'm lifting my straight leg out while I'm brushing my teeth. And they're going, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm exercising. And I'm, you know, it's a ritual I do every morning. So it's like, it's just part of my routine. And I don't even know what I'm doing really, but I know that I'm moving. And in the car, driving, you're squeezing the steering wheel.
Right.
And, you know, isometrics.
Right.
It's funny, but I mean, it's just, you know, whatever, wherever you go, you can be doing something to make your muscles. And I heard that your muscles press against the bone to keep you from getting osteoporosis.
That's right.
To strengthen your bones. I mean, I didn't know that. Now that I'm of age where that's a concern, before this, I didn't really concern myself with that. And I guess that's just part of life. But so what's number six?
Number six would be to detox. Because, see, back in 1900, there were no toxins. But now, since about 1930 or 40, we've had introduction of toxins. And so now there's over 80,000 chemicals allowed in the environment. And the Scientific American published that in the baby born in their umbilical cord, there were already 200 chemicals in their umbilical cord, probably from their mom, obviously. And so in order to now live in 2011 in the world today, we must detoxify. It's not optional. It's absolutely mandatory. I wouldn't have said this, you know, 100 years ago or even 50 years ago, but now in 2011, it is just mandatory that we detoxify. So what does that look like? Well, water and exercising are two detoxifying things that we can do. So lots of water. You know, your kidney, it filters 4,000 quarts of blood daily. Think about that. 4,000 quarts of blood daily. And that's an organ of detoxification. So if you don't drink enough water, then your body, you're going to get kidney damage, but think about all the metabolic waste. You have to think that every cell in your body, which we have 7 to 100 trillion cells in our body, all of them have metabolic waste. All of them. I don't care how healthy they are. They're processing machines, and they're making garbage. So just imagine that you can't take out your garbage out of your kitchen for a while. You won't be able to get in there. Well, that's the same thing that happens in your body. It gets all clogged and congested, and so you wonder why you have pain. You wonder how you get you feel bad. You wonder why you get cancer. It's because you have all this garbage and congestion in all your cells and organs and glands. So we must detoxify. So water. And then the other things that I have patients do, even vegetables are detoxifying. But other things that I have, an Epsom salt bath. Okay, that's something anybody can do. Buy Epsom salts at the pharmacy and go put a couple cups in a bathtub and lay there for 30 minutes. That's detoxifying. The other thing is I usually have my patients do a liver gallbladder cleanse about every 3 or 4 months. The liver and the gallbladder are also organs of detoxification, our internal organs of detoxification. And so we have to do that in this day and time. Now, I do recommend other things. There's other things depending on how ill somebody is. I usually give patients some homeopathic drops that they can take every day to make sure that their body is constantly flushing out toxins. Sometimes I use something called zeolite, which is a volcanic ash mineral that basically captures out chemicals and pulls them out. And so we have to detox. I mean, it's like I said, it is just not optional anymore whatsoever.
Do you mind if I put, I just did your liver flush, and uh-huh. I have to tell you what an amazing thing that was.
I'm so proud of you, Steve.
I am proud of me, too. And, you know, I lost like 2 to 3 pounds doing that. So I'm thinking, wow, that was awesome. I loved it. So, but yeah, I did do it, and it was okay. I handled it just fine, and I felt better afterwards. So I recommend it highly. I was wondering, would it be okay if I put that liver flush up on my SueFreeze.com site?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We've got to get people to detox. They will feel
it was so wonderful.
So much better if they detox.
Yeah. It was good. I felt really good, and I still feel good.
That's great.
So is there number seven? I like the number seven. Is there a seven?
Yeah. Seven would be probably learn how to meditate. Meditate means to establish order, and we have so much chaos in the world from the time we turn on the TV and go to the computer, and we're exposed to electromagnetic fields, and we don't sit and have time to just have a time for gratitude, maybe incorporate it with some breathing exercises, and establish how, I mean, and really think about, oh gosh, you know, we're so blessed. Think about all the blessings that we have in our life, and truly get peace and tranquility, because that's what it's all about, is the ultimate goal in all of our life is to get peace with ourselves, with others, and with God. And you have to spend time doing that, and it may be reading the Bible or some in a combination of things that I kind of do, a little bit of a combination of things myself personally. And, you know, the reading the Bible gives people a lot of peace. But that's always communicating. You want to be non-communicating. You want to be thinking about your life being peaceful. Now, there's all kinds of ways people can listen to CDs. There's certain kind of things on the computer now. They have programs. They have visualization programs. But spend 15 minutes a day, whether it's the morning or night, getting peaceful, whatever that looks like. And people can always, I have lots of different things that I use for patients to do that, because everybody's different and they can achieve that. If you were, say, you want to be like a Buddhist monk, well, very few people could do that. I mean, it's very difficult to do. It's something that takes a long time to learn how to do. And it may not be the most practical thing for a person.
Dr. Keneally, we only have like 1 minute left, so I want you to give a commercial so people can find you. I'm sure you've got a lot of listeners out there that want to know more, and we're done with our time pretty much. Uh-huh. So why don't you take this time to let people know how they can get a hold of you? And
all right. Well, as Sue, my name is Dr. Lee Erin Keneally. That's with the C, C-O-N-N-E-A-L-Y. We're in Orange County, real close to the Irvine Spectrum. And if you want to go to our website, it's centerfornewmedicine.com. That's centerfornewmedicine.com. And our phone number is 949-680-1880. That's 949-680-1880.
That's great. And you're going to be at a health fair or something?
Yes, we're going to have a big health fair with all different kinds of people that do raw food, different kinds of all health products like water makers. We're going to be educating people on hormones and detox and pain relief on March 19th, Saturday, March 19th at 10 to 1. We have raw food restaurants coming. We have Mothers, the health food store. They're going to be participating. We have so many other different people with their special talents and abilities coming to this health fair, A Healthy Affair to Remember.
That's good. I like the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in recap, you said number one, state of mind.
Yes.
Two, sleep. Beautiful sleep. I love that. Three, drink water, good water. Four, food, make raw food and juicing, and what you said about raw milk, I didn't even know that existed, so I'm going to have to find that. Five, exercise, any way you can, anywhere, anytime, exercise. Six, detox, and Epsom salts in the bath.
And liver flushes.
And seven was to meditate 15 minutes a day. And I can say, as a businesswoman, I usually, I first thing in the morning before I get up, I kind of think about my day and calm, make it calm and everything. And I always give thanks. I give thanks for having another day in this world. I am thankful because it says, in all things, give thanks. And so if we give thanks, something happens to us internally when we give thanks, because we don't want to take things or people for granted. So that's what I recommend. And then at night, before I go to bed, if there's something that's happening with me or whatnot, I let my mind work while I'm sleeping. I don't know if that's giving me beautiful sleep or not, but when I wake up in the morning, I seem to have resolve or some type of answer as to what my issue was.